Our guest on the World Cafe today, Jim Noir, was born Alan Roberts in Manchester, England, and is an unabashed fan of pop music. He created his debut masterpiece, Tower of Love, in his bedroom and has moved out into the world on his new album just called Jim Noir. You actually may know some of his bedroom songs through commercials, and they're used in TV shows like Grey's Anatomy. He's brought a band along with him for today's session and begins with this performance of Same Place Holiday. Wait a second. What was that?
That is the vocoder.
Ah, and it looks like you're singing into a headphone, right?
Yes.
Ah, so it works both ways.
Mm.
That is Same Place Holiday, and that is Jim Noir, who is from Manchester. So a holiday in the north of Wales would be something people would do?
Yeah, pretty much. Most of North England, yeah.
And that's what your family ended up doing?
Every year, no fail.
Would you stay in a way? I got to get all the British things. Would you stay in a caravan?
It was more of a chalet.
Okay.
But we stayed in the exact same chalet in the exact same park every year for about 10 years. So it's the same.
Oh, my God. give these people making the music names here today. Who's playing?
Oh, sorry, I was just thinking
maybe their own names.
I'm going to make some up. Okay, well, to my left, I've got Sarah Lowes on the keyboards. To my right, Chris Rusty McGrath on the bass. And on the drums, Budgie on the drums.
Indeed. Now, you're playing guitar, and I kind of expected you to be playing keyboards. Is that your main instrument?
Well, yeah. I kind of like to share the responsibilities. I can't play anything at once, but I think guitar is probably my best.
Okay. Now, I love that song, that Same Place Holiday. I also love the one about CDs becoming obsolete. So what about vinyl?
You know? Oh, yeah.
That's a good song. Now, I would expect the way you work that you don't always start with a lyric. Is a lyric, when does that come in your process?
That is the last thing I do, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
And is it hard to figure out what to write about? Or did you have I mean, this is, I guess, the last album being a collection of some of the EPs. This is more a complete work.
Yeah.
Did you think of it as such?
Yeah, that was how I always thought of it. It was going to be my first sort of real album. So I kind of tried to make it as together as possible.
And can we follow it through? Is there I'm sorry, is there a story? Is there a linear thing going on?
I tried to pretend that there is, yeah, but I'm not sure. Something about some astronaut going into space, and then it sort of stops there and right. Ends up, I just did tracks.
Jim Noir is our guest today, and we're hearing tunes from the second album, or as we've just heard, the first proper album. And what would you like to do next?
We're going to utilize the vocoder again with a song called All Right. Thank you.
Jim Noir is playing live for us today, and that is All Right, which I believe was the first single released off the new album.
True.
People who are hearing this for the first time may not know that they've actually probably heard Jim's work coming out of their television at some point or another. He Chase Manhattan Bank used your version of Here Comes My Baby, the Cat Stevens tune. But the other thing that was interesting to me is your song from the first album, My Patch, got used by Target, but they took your words and your voice off of it.
Yeah, thank. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they originally asked me to sing their lyrics. I turned it down because that would be just destroying for the soul. So they eventually, I think they just got an impersonator in, and it might as well have been me now because it sounds like me. So.
Well, I guess you kind of anticipate my question is once you've kind of signed off on something, do you lose control of it?
Well, I just said you can use the song, but I'm not singing any different lyrics in it because that's just bad.
They still pay you as much if they change the
lyrics? I don't think so, no. Yeah. So, but that's the thing. Now they've used somebody who sounds like me, I might as well have just done it and walked to the bank.
In fact, I'm not really sure that I'm talking to you because, indeed,
it could
be somebody else. Jim Noir is playing live for us today, and his second album is out. And what would you like to do next?
Oh, okay. We're going to play a song, another song off the new album. They're all new today. These are all exclusive. So this is called Don't You Worry.
Don't You Worry is Jim Noir and band. Jim, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
For being here, indeed.